Jesus is getting ready to go to the cross as a sacrifice for our sins. He is going to die, and he is going to be raised by the power of God and alive forevermore. And we're told that Moses and Elijah were there on that mountaintop talking to Jesus about those very things, about his departure from Jerusalem, that Jesus was going home. It's a rather amazing thing as the disciples have managed to stay awake. Even though they are almost overcome by sleep, they manage to stay awake and see this remarkable thing that is happening. As they see Jesus transform before their very eyes, so that his face, his clothing, everything glows with the light of the glory of God. And that these two figures are there sharing this moment. And the disciples want to preserve that moment forever. So Peter says, "You all stay right there so I can get your picture on my cell phone's camera." Okay, that's what he would have said now, but or something to that effect. But he said, "Can we build? Let's build three shrines. This is great. We should stay here forever. This moment should never be allowed to end." Well, we do that with some of our memories, don't we? We want to preserve those and should preserve those. But here, Peter's saying, let's build three shrines. Let's build three tabernacles. The Greek word could very well be, let's pitch three tents. Let's just camp out here forever, Lord. Let this moment never end. We want to remember this for the rest of our lives. And they did. So that when Luke writes the account, it is still as fresh in their minds and in their memories as it was the day that it occurred, as they share this event that so impacted their lives as they saw the rest of things unfold in the power of God displayed before them. Paul, as he writes, speaks of another person who had this glowing experience, the person of Moses. In the 33rd chapter of Exodus, we are told that when Moses had gone up this second time, after he had broken the stone tablets, and God said, "Okay, come back up the mountaintop, bring two more tablets of stones, and we'll do this again." And that as he met with God there on the mountaintop again, that when he came down, that his face glowed with the glory of God. He read the words from the stones. He read the commandments of God. And then he went and he put a veil over his face. Because as we go on, we're told that the people were scared of him. They were afraid because the glory of God was showing in his face. Paul, however, takes it another step and says, remember, this glory was a fading glory. This glory that came from the law, from the giving of the law, and from the presence of God was a fading glory. And that, in a sense, he put that veil over his face so that the people wouldn't see that the glory was so temporary. He would take it off when he went in to the tent of meeting and met face to face with God, or with God's presence. But he would put it back on as he went out to talk to the people and to share what God wanted him to share with them. And then he gives that twist, as Paul so often did, that Moses had this veil to show that it was fading, because the law was fading. It was only temporary. It was only there until God's perfect person came, until the fulfillment came in Christ Jesus, in the person of the Lord Jesus. And then the glory of the law had passed with something even more glorious, even more spectacular. This person in whom the presence and power and the glory of God was demonstrated for all the world. If we had read in between, we would have found that Paul is saying that some people still have this veil over their faces. He takes what we find in John, that he came into his own and his own received him not, to suggest that there are those who still are veiled. There are still those who refuse to see what God is doing, who have refused to accept the Lord Jesus, who have refused to see that God is working in so powerful a way in the world and in the lives of those who belong to him. But he says, but hey, it's different with us. It's different. That in the same way that John had said, but to those who believed, who received him, that he gave the power to become the sons and daughters of God, that Paul says that we're being transformed from one degree of glory into another by the power of God, as looking in a mirror. Paul is reminding us that others see Jesus in us, that if our faces are not reflecting the love of God, if our faces are not reflecting our love of neighbor, our love of others, if our eyes, our faces are not reflecting so that others see Jesus in us, then we've missed out on what God has for us and calls us to. Not just this day of transfiguration, not just this Valentine's Day that is coming, not just this Ash Wednesday and this time of repentance and this time of preparation, but lives that are yielded and committed fully to Him. A world desperately needs Jesus. May they find Him. May they see Him in us. Gracious Lord, we give thanks and praise for Your love and Your power, for Your call upon us and Your desire to use us for Your glory. We're Yours, Lord. Use us as You will, even as Wesley declared. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.